Back in those golden days on the river. The colonel smoked and puffed and dreamed. The magnolias were in bloom, he went on, and the sweet scent of lilacs filled the air as we steamed up to the wharves of the great plantations. The paddle wheeler from Paducah tried to churn up a bit of excitement as he spoke, but unfortunately, he ran out of steam.
Why, back in my day, he wheezed, I raced with the fastest steamboats on the river, with no less than the Natchez and the Robert E. Lee.
The most beautiful of all was the River Queen. All decked out in spun sugar and lace, she looked as delicious as a wedding cake.
We steamboats no longer have anywhere to go, the River Queen sighed sadly. Everyone has forgotten us.
The warmth of her smile engulfed the little toot. Even in that dismal bayou, the River Queen cast a spell of magic. Suddenly, the spell was broken. Howls from the wilderness grew louder. The cries of the animals became cries of distress. The storm was invading the bayou. The Mississippi had gone into flood. Floodwaters poured in. Wave upon wave scooped up trees and